By the time the U.S. invaded Iraq, the so-called poet of Baghdad had been in exile for more than 20 years. Nabil Yassin had upset Saddam Hussein's regime so much that the words enemy of the state were stamped in his passport. He fled Iraq in 1980. He recently returned with political ambitions. Yassin is running for prime minister in the March elections. Today in Baghdad, Yassin recalled how he first fell out of favor with Saddam Hussein's regime.
The problem start in early 70s when I read my poem, The Poet Satirized the Kings. So they thought that the poem satirized Saddam Hussein himself.
Was it your intent to satirize Saddam Hussein?
My poetry satirized the dictatorship in Iraq and everywhere.
And where did you go when you left Iraq 30 years ago?
Actually, it wasn't easy for my son, Yamam, and for my wife, Nada. My son was 3 years, and it was awful for us to stay, for example, in Syria 2 weeks, in Lebanon 3 months, in France 3 weeks. So our home was our luggage, and after 2 years, I was able to stay for a couple of years in Hungary.
You are very popular as a poet in Iraq, and people read your poetry and smuggled your poetry back in even when you were far away. I wonder if that translates now. You know, is this a serious run for political office, or are you making a point?
I'm working in the political field as an amateur, but I'm professional a poet. So I try to mix between my dream and my realistic idea.
How different is it to be a poet among the people compared to being a politician among the people?
To be a poet, I think it's very, very good to be very close to the people. The politics, unfortunately, is different than the poetry. Many politicians, they don't like to meet people just to get their votes. So this is the problem in Iraq now.
So why, really, are you trying to be prime minister? Why run for office if what you really want to do is be a poet?
Iraq needs to be, again, part of the international society. Iraq now belongs to 200 years ago. Even the Iraqis watching the television, using the internet, but all the situation still belongs to 200 years ago. So I think if I'm just one citizen in Iraq, I couldn't do anything. But if we have position as educated people, so we can help the people to realize the real democracy in Iraq. I mean real democracy, which give the people the hope and take care for their demands.
You've been back in the country a little while now. Did you recognize it when you returned? Was it strange to you or still familiar?
I went with a friend from the house to get something from a small shop. I told my friend, I said, listen, I'm walking in the same street which I walked 30 years ago, but I have not the same feeling. I'm still feeling I'm stranger, and everything around me still strange.
Do you remember it as a better place 30 years ago?
Exactly. For me, it was a paradise. Everything was normal inside my feeling. Even they chasing me from the secret police, even the situation was very dangerous, even I faced death several times. But inside me, the situation was normal. But now I lost Baghdad twice. One when I left it, and another one when I came back to live in Baghdad.
Nabil Yassin, have you been writing poetry since you returned to Iraq, and do you have something you could recite for us?
If you like, I can read something from Mesopotamia poem.
Yes, please.
This poem speaking about women in Iraq. هل تعتني بالورد أم بالميت الملفوف بالكفن؟ أم تصطفي عطرا لزينتها وفنجانا لجارتها؟ أم تختلي في غرفة وتروح في شجو وفي شجن وتموت فوق الريح خارج بيتها أم خارج الزمن؟
It's so beautiful in the Arabic, and I don't speak Arabic, but I'd love to hear a little bit more about what you were saying.
I'm saying, does this woman will take care for the flowers? Maybe she will waiting for somebody bringing something from Damascus or from Shiraz or some water from Mecca. But in the end, she was alone. She still remember how many people she had lost and say, my God, is there anyone to lose?
Nabil Yassin is one of Iraq's most beloved poets and a candidate for prime minister. Thanks again.
Thank you very much.